CSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jerome Powell speaking to an audience that was very keen, European Central Bank's annual symposium in Portugal, very keen to hear his thoughts about where the Federal Reserve is now that they've paused for the month of June. Mr. Powell said, in part, policy hasn't been restrictive for very long, so we believe there's more restriction coming. To interpret this, I welcome Véronique de Rugy of the Mercatus Center, my guide on the mysteries of the Federal Reserve. You will recall the story so far, 10 raises in very quick time from the spring of 22 until now the spring and summer of 23, with more expected or not. Véronique, a very good evening to you. Policy hasn't been restrictive for very long. It's been a year. There's lots of squeaking going on in the markets. Mr. Powell, in this interview where he talks to the European audience, says he doesn't anticipate core inflation will return to the central bank's 2% target until 2025. That's years from now after the election. Does that sound right to you? Good evening to you, Véronique.
Good evening, John. Yes, it sounds right. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but considering it seems that inflation has settled, at least core inflation has settled. And I think that the last bit that needs to be done is going to be much harder. It's a harder path than what we've experienced so far, in part because part of what was picked up in the inflation numbers were also restriction on supply, and these are gone. And so with the increase in interest rates, it's not surprising that at first inflation started to go down fairly quickly. But what remains to be done is hard, especially with a strong labor market and still so much money rolling into the economy.
Mr. Powell had other remarks about the expectation for the next Federal Reserve meeting, saying he doesn't remove the possibility of a hike as early as July 25, 26. We're now at 5 to 5.25%. Another hike in July would take us to a 22-year high. And if I understand his remarks and your remarks, we can expect to go higher than that before the end of the year. Is that correct?
I think so. But I think what Powell is doing is a lot of, damage control. The Fed for many years has had the back of the market. The market doesn't like these increase in interest rates. And the Fed doesn't believe that he is going to continue to be firm and continue to raise interest rates, even though I think they have priced at least one or two increases into their current expectations. And so he spends a lot of what he says, spends his time trying to reassert his credibility as someone who is going to do whatever it takes to get us back to the 2% target. He doesn't want to be the chairman, I assume, who has to have another chairman of the Fed come in and clean up his mess like Volcker did for Byrne. And I think that there's probably some of what's going in his mind. And he's dealing with a lot of actors in the economy who just don't think he's credible. And so he's reasserting all the time, saying, I'm serious about this 2%. We're going to have to do something else.
Mr. Powell speaks as if he's unhappy with how healthy the economy is. Right now, the quote, the reason for that, meaning penciling in two more increases this year, penciling. The reason for that was, if you look at the data over the last quarter, said Mr. Powell, what you see is stronger than expected growth, tighter than expected labor markets, and higher than expected inflation. Véronique, here's the puzzle. We're okay with high inflation. The housing market is returning to strength. Jobs are continuing to be available to everyone who wants to work, and jobs are increased. The economy, even with high inflation, is doing okay. There's no sign of this famous recession. Is that a negative to Powell?
There are signs. There are signs, actually. There are a lot of signs, like whether you see the cleanup that's happening in the big tech labor, but also when you look when you look at a lot of like the submarkets, I mean, there are signs. But the thing is that, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised. There's all of this is still a hangover. I mean, I will confess that I thought the recession would come faster and be bigger, but we shouldn't be surprised after all. I mean, this is all the hangover from the excessive generosity of the federal government during the recession. I mean, when you look, savings are still high. There's still a lot of money in people's bank accounts. And so, I mean, but also what Powell hasn't gotten yet, and he's not going to be able to do it alone, is help from Congress. Congress has barely scratched the surface in terms of fiscal responsibility after excessive spending with the debt ceiling deal. They're breaking the rules already left and right. There's a lot of signs that they're going to be stuffing as much as they can through the emergency loopholes that they've left wide open. And so as long as the spending continues, it's going to be hard, and it's going to be super hard for Powell to fight this inflation alone.
You speak with your colleague at the Cato Institute, Chris Edwards. You're at Mercatus, he's at Cato. And Chris Edwards has calculated that what Congress needs to do to hold that spending line to 100% of GDP, 100%, that's all. The same debt that we have now for the GDP of the country. We have to reduce $6 trillion in spending over the coming decade to hold 100%. That would be Congress helping. Is that correct, Veronique? Helping.
Yes, that would be Congress helping for sure. And just to give a perspective, it does seem that just holding the debt at the size of the economy, which is never something I thought I would ever support, but I do now, is nothing. It seems like it's really big, but think about where we're going. According to the CBO, by the end of the decade, if we don't do anything, if there's no recession and the economy is growing and there are no emergencies and there's no new programs or any of that stuff, we're already heading to 115% of GDP. So basically, it means reducing a lot of the growth in spending, $6 trillion. It doesn't mean that the spending is not going up. It's still going up quite significantly, but it's going up much slower. And so overall, the reduction in the growth of spending should be $6 trillion in order to actually have the debt be equal to the size of the economy.
And your opinion is that that would help Powell. We have 30 seconds.
Yes, absolutely. That would help Powell. Anything where investors know that if they lend money to the government, they're going to be repaid, not with inflated money, will help them. And because the prices will adjust if they are in fears that they're going to be paid with inflated money, because they will adjust and the price will go up today.
Jerome Powell, over to you, Congress. Veronique DeRougie of the Mercatus Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Powell.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.